Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we delve into Acting with Power by Deborah Gruenfeld, a groundbreaking exploration of power dynamics and how to master them. Released in 2020, this book demystifies the concept of power, offering a fresh perspective on what it means to be powerful and how to embrace it in everyday life. Gruenfeld, an esteemed professor at the Stanford Graduate School of Business and a renowned expert on the psychology of power, brings her decades of research and expertise to the table, teaching us how to use power effectively and ethically. Drawing parallels between the art of acting and the exercise of power, Acting with Power introduces readers to practical techniques for handling power dynamics, overcoming feelings of inadequacy, and stepping confidently into roles of authority. Whether you are someone looking to enhance your leadership skills, curious about the underpinnings of social dynamics, or a student of social psychology, this book has invaluable insights for you. With over 25 years of dedicated research and contributions to both academic journals and mainstream media, including The Wall Street Journal and The Washington Post, Deborah Gruenfeld stands as a guiding force for anyone aspiring to understand and wield power with grace and responsibility. So, if you're keen to learn how to navigate your way through power structures with ease and confidence, Acting with Power is the guide you've been searching for. Join us as we unpack the essence of true power and learn how to apply it in our lives, making every moment an opportunity to lead and inspire. Acting with Power, Why We Are More Powerful Than We Believe. Introduction: Unlocking the Secrets of Power, How to Wield It Wisely in Every Role. Power isn't the exclusive domain of the extraordinarily talented or the fiercely ambitious. It's an integral part of every interaction and relationship. It springs from our interdependence, the basic fact that we all need each other in various ways. This mutual reliance gives each of us a measure of influence over others, a form of power that we can choose to wield with grace or with greed. Opting for the former, aiming to support others and pursue shared objectives, elevates us all, creating a more harmonious and effective communal space. Imagine stepping into a role, fresh and full of potential, akin to an actor taking on a new character. From making transformative decisions at the helm to determining whether to command attention or blend into the backdrop, the art of embodying power parallels the craft of a seasoned performer. It's about knowing when to shine and when to share the spotlight, when to lead with vigor and when to guide with subtlety. In the unfolding narratives, we'll explore the nuanced dance of power dynamics, from the subtleties of understating one's influence to the boldness required to clamber onto a rocket ship poised for the stratosphere. We'll delve into what it truly means to hold power at its zenith, not just the glory, but the grave responsibilities and the potential for genuine impact. Through these insights, learn that power, in its essence, is not just about ascending to great heights alone, but about lifting others along with the journey. It's a tool that, when used with intent and integrity, can transform visions into reality, forge stronger connections, and sculpt a legacy of meaningful change. Part 1: The Essence of Power, More About Roles, Less About Titles. When visions of power dance in our imaginations, they often take the form of grand status symbols, wealth, titles, and authority figures commanding the room. It's easy to believe that power is reserved for those who hold these elements, but the truth unfolds differently in the everyday dance of life. Power, it turns out, isn't exclusively held by those with impressive resumes or bank accounts. It can emerge from the simplest of interactions. Consider the scenario of leaving a crowded parking lot. Alone, a driver's actions are inconsequential. However, the moment another vehicle arrives, hoping to claim the soon-to-be vacant spot, the dynamic shifts. Now, the departing driver wields a subtle form of power, able to hasten or delay the waiting driver's day with merely the pace of their exit. This ordinary situation illustrates a profound lesson. Power isn't about possessions or positions, but rather the roles we play in each other's lives and our capacity to influence circumstances, however momentarily. So, here's the central theme. Power is an inherent part of the roles we inhabit in the lives of others, available to each of us in varying degrees and forms. Our daily interactions, be they personal, professional, or fleeting encounters, tether us in a web of mutual dependence. This interconnection endows everyone with a degree of power, even if it doesn't always feel apparent. Take the dynamics of a family, for example. Parents exercise power over their children through guidance and decision-making. Yet, children wield their own form of power, as the affection and respect they show in return are values deeply cherished by parents. Thus, a balance of power exists, rooted in mutual needs and desires. The workplace presents another vivid canvas of power. Superiors manage project assignments and compensation, signifying a clear exercise of power. Nonetheless, a highly competent employee, particularly one sought after in their field, possesses bargaining power, capable of negotiating terms and influencing decisions. But here lies an important reflection. Wielding power shouldn't be an exercise in self-service. The abilities we have, whether in a family, among friends, or within organizational structures, are not meant for personal gain at the expense of others. Instead, power is a tool for collective progress, a means to address common challenges and achieve shared goals. This perspective shifts the question from "what's in it for me?" to "how can I contribute?" It's about leveraging our roles, our presence in the lives of others, to foster mutual growth and understanding. In essence, everyone holds a spark of power, waiting to be used, not just wisely, but generously. Part 2. Wielding influence. Gracefully, when power serves others. Picture yourself suddenly thrust into the limelight of an improv acting class, tasked with embodying someone of great authority. How would you bring this character to life? Instinct might drive you toward a display of dominance, loudly asserting your views, cutting off other speakers, perhaps even adopting a physical swagger. This act of amplifying your assertiveness, known as playing power up, is a tried and tested tactic actors employ to command respect, both on stage and off. However, the realms beyond the theater, our workplaces, homes, and social circles, see this strategy enacted with varied intentions, not all of them noble or constructive. At the heart of it lies this principle. Playing power up finds its true value when aimed at safeguarding the interests of others. In the fabric of daily life, playing power up emerges as the strategic assertion of authority to gain compliance or respect. This can manifest in overt displays of rank or position to enforce rules or prompt action. Legendary automaker Henry Ford, for instance, quashed dissent with a simple, uncontestable declaration, "My name is on the building." Clearly, some statements leave little room for debate. Authority figures might also exert control by declining requests, interrupting conversations, or selectively acknowledging contributions. Such gestures, from criticism to commendation, reinforce their dominance, effectively silencing any backlash from those with lesser power. Yet, when stripped of ego and directed towards collective goals, playing power up transcends its aggressive undertones. It becomes a tool for constructive leadership, silencing the loudmouth to hear the quiet voices, vetoing proposals to steer projects within budget and timeline constraints. In these contexts, exerting authority is not about personal grandstanding, but about steering the group towards success. Research supports this approach, showing that those who leverage their power, mindful of the group's welfare, are perceived as both capable and compassionate. Thus, before stepping into the power play, it's crucial to introspect. Is this for the collective good or merely a show of strength? Your motive not only dictates your approach, but also defines your legacy of leadership. Choosing to play power up with the well-being of others in mind is a path to respected and meaningful influence. Part 3. Fostering Connections Through Humility, The Art of Playing Power Down. Imagine once more stepping into the vibrant world of our improv acting class. This time, the challenge thrown your way involves portraying a character brimming with power, yet without overshadowing the ensemble. Counterintuitive? To the uninitiated, perhaps. But seasoned performers understand that commanding the stage isn't always about occupying the spotlight. While asserting dominance is one way to evoke power, there exists an alternative strategy that's just as compelling, choosing to play power down. This approach entails underplaying one's power, adopting a quieter presence, or blending into the ensemble, dynamically counterpointing the instinct to lead from the front. Here's the pivotal insight. Playing power down opens doors to connection and trust building. By consciously choosing to dim their sparkle, those in positions of influence can present themselves as more approachable, less daunting. Tactics such as self-deprecation, soliciting opinions, or seeking assistance not only humanize the powerful, but also elevate others, acknowledging their value and insights. But why would anyone, especially leaders, opt for subtlety over overt displays of authority? Beyond the potential pitfall of appeasement or abdicating responsibility, playing power down, when employed with intention, cultivates an ethos of collaboration over coercion. It signals a leader's interest in mutual progress over mere status, maintenance, disarming skepticism, and nurturing trust. The venture capital realm offers a compelling example of this theory in action, demonstrated by leaders of the esteemed Sequoia Capital. Tasked with attracting a promising young CEO, their initial strategy leaned heavily on prestige and privilege. When this approach stumbled, they pivoted dramatically, adopting a strategy of playful humility by meeting the CEO in Toy Story costumes. This bold, self-effacing gesture broke through the barriers, not with the power of prestige, but with the authenticity of shared humanity. She was won over instantly, marveling not at their accolades, but at their willingness to connect on a genuinely personal level. Playing power down, then, is more than a tactical retreat. It's a strategic bridge to deeper, more meaningful alliances. In a world where the loudest voices often dominate, choosing a path of quiet strength can illuminate the true potential of power, not as a weapon of dominance, but as a tool for authentic engagement and collective achievement. Part 4. Stepping into New Shoes, The Power of Imagination and Attire in Embracing Roles. Imagine, after years of dedication and hard work, you achieve a significant career milestone, a promotion to senior manager. It's an exhilarating moment, yet one fraught with uncertainty. How does one suddenly become the guide and challenger that the role demands, especially when inside you feel anything but ready? If this resonates with you, then consider how actors approach a similar challenge when stepping into unfamiliar roles. Here's an insight that could change the game for you. Employing imagination, props, and costumes can dramatically aid in embodying a new role. Transitioning successfully into an unfamiliar position often requires adopting behaviors that don't come naturally. Actors face this challenge routinely and turn to specific techniques to bring their characters to life, one of which is a variant of the esteemed Stanislavski method. Devised by the legendary Russian theatrical figure Konstantin Stanislavski, this approach pushes actors to immerse themselves in their characters' perspectives, blurring the lines between performer and performance. One foundational exercise Stanislavski championed is known as the magic if, which encourages actors to inhabit their roles by asking, "What if this were happening to me?" This method proves its worth beyond the stage, too. Consider the author's personal account of drawing strength from a fictional character's attributes to navigate a challenging court appearance. By imagining how she would act if she possessed the confidence of a beloved TV protagonist, the author was able to transcend her vulnerability and meet the moment with unexpected fortitude. But it's not just mental exercises that aid in this transformation. The tangible elements of costumes and props play a critical role, too. The act of dressing the part or wielding a significant prop can catalyze a profound shift in behavior and perception, both in oneself and in how others perceive us. It's a phenomenon so powerful that it's infiltrated our cultural lexicon. Consider how the phrase suit up has come to symbolize gearing up for significant endeavors. For instance, a senior executive might find that carrying a notable notebook or adopting a particular dress code enhances a sense of authority and self-assurance. It's a testament to the transformative power of attire and accessories, serving as tools not just for aesthetic appeal, but as conduits for stepping confidently into new roles. So, the next time you find yourself hesitating at the threshold of a new opportunity, remember, a blend of imaginative projection and strategic attire might just be the key to unlocking the role you were born to play. Part 5. Embracing the unsung heroes, the value of the supporting role. When daydreams of a career in acting take hold, many envision their name glowing brightly on a marquee, the lead role in every play, the central figure in every scene. It's a natural ambition, mirroring the desire many share to be at the forefront of any endeavor, wielding influence and drawing the spotlight. Yet, in both theater and life, not everyone can, or should, be in the leading role. There's a wealth of significance and power to be found in the supporting roles, whether on stage or within the professional hierarchy. The essence of playing a supporting role well is this: prioritize the collective mission and the work itself above personal acclaim. Every organization or group effort is propelled by a collective goal, a mission larger than the sum of its parts. Within this framework, each role, no matter how seemingly minor, is integral to achieving overarching objectives. Viewing subordinate positions merely as stepping stones undermines both personal and group potential. Instead, embracing one's role with a focus on contributing to the greater good can foster trust, open up new opportunities, and sometimes position one as an indispensable member of the team. This principle hits home through the experience of Sheryl Sandberg, Facebook's chief operating officer. Sandberg's initial hesitance to join Google was rooted in concerns that the role offered was beneath her. However, advice she received at the time: when you're offered a seat on a rocket ship, you don't quibble over seating arrangements, you simply board, led her to rethink her stance. The wisdom behind this counsel underscores the importance of seizing impactful opportunities, regardless of perceived status or rank. Focusing on the collective mission extends beyond mere job functions. It involves a dedication to craftsmanship, a readiness to shoulder additional responsibilities, and sometimes, the willingness to make personal sacrifices for the benefit of the team, volunteerism. To meet critical deadlines or going the extra mile to ensure project success can significantly enhance trust among colleagues and supervisors alike. In sum, the supporting role, though often underestimated, holds within it the capacity to influence, shape outcomes, and drive forward the collective mission. When approached with dedication and an eye toward the greater good, these roles reveal their true power and importance, teaching us that every contribution, no matter how small it may seem, is vital to the larger story being told. Part 6. Stepping up with confidence, conquering anxiety in leadership roles. Ascending to positions of power, be it within one's social circle, family, or workplace, is a dream many harbor. However, the reality of stepping into such roles can be daunting. The fear of inadequacy and the prospect of judgment can paralyze, hindering one's ability to lead effectively and make sound decisions. This anxiety can lead to a hesitancy to tackle tough decisions or a misguided emphasis on popularity over correctness. Yet, there's a bridge over these turbulent waters, one built on the techniques of those accustomed to the spotlight: actors. Despite the differences in context, the methods actors use to mitigate performance anxiety can be remarkably effective in addressing the fears that come with new leadership roles. Here's a guiding principle for those ascending to greater heights: combat anxiety through diligent rehearsal, physical warm-up, and shifting focus away from oneself. The path to mastery in any field is paved with repetition. Musicians joke about practice being the route to Carnegie Hall for a reason. It works. This principle holds true for actors and leaders alike. Rehearsing the behaviors and decisions a powerful role demands can transform daunting tasks into second nature, fostering confidence and ease in your new position. But rehearsal extends beyond mere repetition. Immersion in the scenario is key. This could mean donning your costume for a vital presentation or rehearsing your speech with all props at hand, mirroring the precise conditions you'll face. Such comprehensive preparation ensures you're not just familiar with your lines, but fully prepared to embody the role with conviction. For moments when anxiety still shadows the threshold of important engagements, physical warm-ups offer a release valve for pent-up nervous energy. Simple actions like stretching, deep breathing, or a brisk walk not only serve as a physical distraction, but also help center your mind, clearing away the jitters. Perhaps the most transformative technique borrowed from the theater is shifting focus away from oneself. On stage, an actor immerses in the world of the character, concentrating on fellow performers rather than dwelling on personal nervousness or audience perception. This approach can be equally powerful offstage. By redirecting your attention to those around you, considering their needs and reactions, you effectively diminish your own anxiety, allowing you to engage more fully and authentically in the moment. By embracing these practices, rehearsal, warming up, and refocusing attention, those stepping into leadership can navigate their anxieties, stepping confidently into their new roles, ready to lead with assurance and insight. Part 7. Turning the tables on bullies. Claiming your power and writing your own narrative. In an era where stories of power abuse are all too common, it's tempting to view power itself as the culprit behind society's ills. We're bombarded with tales of corruption and scandal, painting a picture of power as an inherently corruptive force. Yet, the root of such abuses often lies not in power, but in the insecurities of those who wield it. Driven by a desperate need for validation, these individuals adopt bullying as a means to assuage their own vulnerabilities. This doesn't mean we're destined to be at the mercy of bullies. On the contrary, we each possess the agency to sidestep victimhood and reclaim our narratives from those who seek to dominate us. Here lies the crucial insight. We possess the capability to avoid the snare of bullies and to rewrite our stories should they manage to ensnare us. Evading bullies begins with early detection. By identifying potential aggressors, those who refuse to respect boundaries, or who habitually demean others, we can steer clear of harmful interactions. Similarly, we should be wary of environments that embolden bullies, such as isolated or unregulated spaces, where their actions might go unchecked. Despite our best efforts, however, encounters with bullies can still occur. In these moments, our response can significantly dampen their influence. Showing that we're unfazed by their attempts to intimidate or upset us makes us less appealing targets, sapping their motivation to continue. Additionally, calmly exposing their behavior in the moment can shift the balance of power, signaling to them that we're not without recourse. If, despite our precautions, we find ourselves affected by bullying, it's essential to divorce our self-perception from the role of the victim. Holding on to self-blame only perpetuates vulnerability and can lead to a cycle of victimization. Recognizing that the fault lies entirely with the bully is a powerful step toward emotional recovery and resilience. In essence, our response to bullying defines the narrative. By being vigilant, responding strategically to aggression, and refusing to internalize blame, we can not only deflect the impact of bullies, but emerge with our agency intact. In this way, we author our own stories, turning experiences of adversity into chapters of empowerment and growth. Part 8. Empowering Leadership, Guiding with Purpose and Responsibility. The phrase, "with great power comes great responsibility," echoes through time, adopted by minds as varied as Voltaire, Winston Churchill, and the fictional Uncle Ben from Spider-Man. Though its origins are diverse, The sentiment is universally acknowledged, especially in the context of leadership. The influence wielded by those at the helm of any organization or group isn't just a privilege. It's a profound responsibility, with the potential to significantly impact the lives and well-being of others. Herein lies an essential truth for leaders. Exercising power effectively is about more than just directing. It's about nurturing and elevating those around you to do the same. Effective leadership transcends the mere exercise of authority. It involves setting a clear direction and fostering a shared vision. Without these, organizations can quickly devolve into arenas of conflicting personal agendas, hindering productivity and stifling creativity. Hence, leaders must apply their influence to articulate and uphold a unified objective, enabling every member to contribute their best towards a common goal. However, defining a vision is only part of the equation. Equally crucial is the creation of an environment where individuals feel safe and valued, protected from the misuse of power. This responsibility requires leaders to model the standards of behavior expected within the organization and to take decisive action against infractions. Consider the response of Lieutenant General Jay Silveria to racial slurs directed at African-American cadets within the Air Force Academy. By mobilizing the entire academy to denounce such behavior, he underscored a zero-tolerance policy for discrimination, reinforcing an ethos of respect and dignity. Yet, safeguarding the organizational culture isn't solely about warding off negative forces. It also involves proactively elevating individuals who embody the essence of constructive leadership. Identifying these future leaders involves looking for three key attributes: a focus on achievement, warmth, and a mature perspective on power. Leaders committed to true achievement prioritize mastering their role over rapid advancement, displaying an earnest dedication to their work. Warmth indicates a genuine concern for others' success, fostering an atmosphere of support and collaboration. Lastly, a mature approach to power recognizes it as a means to serve and uplift the organization, employing it judiciously and with others' welfare in mind. Embracing this multifaceted approach to leadership, articulating a clear direction, nurturing a positive environment, and championing others who share these values, transforms power from a mere tool of command to a force for collective upliftment and growth. In this way, responsible leaders not only guide their organizations to success, but ensure that their legacy is one of empowerment and positive impact. Final summary. Navigating the realms of power goes beyond merely possessing it. It's about knowing how to strategically toggle its intensity, amplifying it in moments requiring protection or guidance, and softening its presence to foster trust and connectivity. At times, wielding power vigorously is essential. It means stepping up to defend others, denouncing improprieties, and promoting individuals committed to the collective good. Yet, there are moments when the strength of power lies in its subtlety. Here, drawing back, listening more than speaking, and being able to laugh at oneself become important. Feeling out of depth in roles of influence can be common, but through imaginative engagement, dedicated practice, and a focus beyond oneself, individuals can grow into their power confidently. Whether it's envisioning oneself in a different situation, meticulously preparing for upcoming challenges, or redirecting attention away from personal anxieties and towards the needs of others, there exist effective strategies to embrace and exert influence constructively. Ultimately, the art of power lies not in its mere possession, but in the adeptness of its use. It's a fine balance between acting with authority when necessary and displaying humility to cultivate deep, trusting relationships. By mastering this balance, individuals can effectively navigate their roles of influence, making impactful decisions that resonate across their teams, organizations, and communities. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.